think. You're in this stage.
If you can do that, don't you create... As is the custom with joint committee meetings, the chairmanship of a joint Judiciary Committee meeting falls heir to the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and I will turn the meeting over to Senator Tim.
Open the meeting of the Joint Committees Judiciary on the consider the appointment to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics of Shirley McCoy. Let the record reflect that we have Representatives Green, Cott, Nordland, Chairman Porter present, and that on the Senate side we have Senators Little, Donnelly, and Taylor present. Shirley, would you please come forward and take the witness chair? Welcome. It's nice to see you back again.
Good to see you guys again.
I was going to just turn this over to my colleague, Representative Porter, because I think he has one rather generic question, and then after that I'll turn it over to the members of the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Shirley, welcome back. I think within the folders that all the members have is the packet of information that we went through last year prior to your confirmation. Are there any answers that you gave last year to any questions that you were asked that would be different this year from what your responses were last year?
None that I can think of.
Has any significant event occurred in your life that would affect your ability to be on the committee happened between then?
No, it hasn't.
Haven't been convicted of any serious felonies anyway.
Well, only according to my husband.
I see. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Members of the committee? Senator Little, right here.
Thank you for your service. I really appreciate the committee's efforts in dealing with issues before them. Why are you interested in serving again?
Well, when Chief Justice Moore called me, I basically told him that I just couldn't see putting him through going through the phone book to find another party to recommend, but seriously, 1 year just kind of gets your feet wet, and we're still in the process of finalizing several things that were started last year. It seemed to me it would be extremely difficult for the committee to put a new person on board at this state of the game. I felt good about the work that we've done. I felt good about the part that I've been able to play in it. Wasn't really as time-consuming as we were led to believe initially, so that didn't present a problem. I got good support with home and office, so I just felt it was something that I would like to continue to follow through to the extent that we've already started on so many cases, and we're still in the process of finalizing them.
If I could continue. Recognizing that the ethics law is brand new, do you see that there are areas where changes need to be made in the law or clarification needs to be implemented?
I think we've identified numerous areas that we would like to see addressed. And that's okay.
Yes, we will be looking forward to any kind of suggestions along that line. I know that there are many of us concerned about it needing a tune-up.
This is true. We are working in that direction.
One other question, Mr. Chairman. What do you believe the role of the Ethics Committee is regarding complaints, false complaints that might be made?
First of all, identifying whether it is in fact a false complaint. I'm not sure exactly what you're getting at as to what our role is in trying to eliminate the damage that might have been caused once that complaint has been uncovered, which is something totally outside of our hands. I think all the Ethics Committee can do is follow the guidelines that it's been given to date to make a statement verifying what our findings are.
Once again, I really appreciate your willingness to jump into the boiling pot, as it were, again. Thanks so much.
Any further questions? Representative Gardner?
Yes, thank you. Chairman Taylor,
I also want to thank you, Shirley, for stepping forward and doing this another year. I think it's really important when the Ethics Committee is so young to have that sort of continuity, and I assume that you'll be confirmed fairly easily, and we won't have to go through what we did last year, so I appreciate you coming forward again. Can you give us any idea right now what kind of modifications to the ethics law you would recommend, or just from your personal observations?
I don't think I want to address any specific area at this time. I know there's, it's been several months since we've really gotten into that specific portion of the ethics code. I can think of some that I personally would like to see, but I think part of my role as a member of the ethics committee is to speak within the body of that committee and not just being my personal opinions until it's had a chance to be reviewed by the committee as a whole.
I understand. Is the committee, is that on the agenda of the committee here in your process, in the near future, to look at process and procedure and those kinds of issues as opposed to complaints? Okay. Thank you.
One other question. Ms. McCoy, do you believe that there should be a time limit established between the time a complaint is filed and the time it's taken up by the committee?
I believe there should be, and I believe there is. I think it's difficult for anyone to have something hanging out there and not know how long it's going to have to be before it's dealt with.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions? I'm prepared to move.
Mr. Chairman, if there are no other questions, I would move the joint committee pass the name of Shirley McCoy on to the respective bodies for confirmation vote.
Second.
Is there any objection to the motion? All right. Shirley, thank you again so much. We really appreciate your putting in the time and the willingness to come forward and serve. And I speak for all of us in the legislature in that process. We very much appreciated the prompt action, which has been taken already. And I know the diligent efforts that are ongoing within the committee, both to assist us in revising the law, but also in handling the ongoing number of matters that must be taken up. And I know we all appreciate that very much. It's not an easy task, and I just wanted to say again thank you on behalf of the legislature.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
If we're off the record, I'd like to ask a question. Did you have a lobotomy, or are you a masochist that you have a chance to get out of this and you come back and...
Oh, public service. Nothing further. We're going to stand adjourned.